it's good to know that the heart of the shepherd, that the person with the gift of shepherding, that they love the group, but when somebody doesn't come, oh, the person with the heart of the shepherd, what do they do? Hey, brother, how you doing? What's going on in your life? Anything I can help you with? Where are you at in this situation today? Oh, we missed you. Oh, we want to see you restored back to me.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of the gift of pastor teacher. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of the gift of pastor teacher.
And they said, what is that? That this pastor come up and quoted to. And so the actor came up and the actor quoted the 23rd Psalm and quoted it with such eloquence and with such brilliance that, man, when he was done, people just stood up and applauded the way he quoted the 23rd Psalm. The minister walked up to the podium with a broken voice and with a tear in his eye, and he quoted the 23rd Psalm, and when he got done quoting the 23rd Psalm, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Somebody asked a question to the actor. They said, how come when you quoted the 23rd Psalm, everybody stood up and applauded, but when the preacher quoted the 23rd Psalm, everybody broke out in tears? He said, oh, there's one difference. He said, I know the 23rd Psalm, but he knows the shepherd of the psalm. Oh, I'm here to tell you today, do you know the shepherd of the psalm today? Do you know the one with the heart of the shepherd? Do you know the one that has your heart in best interest? And he can meet your needs. I remember when my kids were little, and I had taken Jonathan and Rachel into 7 to 11. And they had some money, and I don't know, they must have been 5, 6, somewhere around there. And they went to the store, and I went and got me a drink, one of them big gulps, and they had money, so I thought, you know, they taking care of theirs. And I came over, and I put my drink up, and the clerk behind the counter said, well, that'll be $2 and something. And I was like, well, you know, the drink I normally buy, it only costs like $1.06 or whatever it is. And I said, how come it's so high that time? He said, well, there was a little boy in here, and he bought something, and he didn't have enough money. He said, but you see that guy over there? That's my dad, and he'll pay for it when he comes. And so I'm here to tell you today. I'm here to tell you today that whatever debt you owe today, whatever thing is pressing on you, that's my dad up there. That's my dad. And when he comes, he's going to take care of every need that I had. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's divine provision. Look at verse 2. He provides divine peace. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. You know, a sheep will not lay down if they sense that there's danger. If they sense that there's snakes, or if they sense that there's some type of poison or some type of situation going on where they might be in danger, that they have a hard time laying down. So what does a shepherd have to do? The shepherd has to come before them and make sure that area is free of the enemy, make sure it's a nice, cool place for the sheep at the end of the day to lay down, and he provides these green pastures. He doesn't lead them to the dusty pastures. He doesn't lead them to the burnout pastures. He doesn't lead them to the rough pastures, but he leads the sheep to green pastures so they can lay down. It's good to know that we have one with the heart of the shepherd that leads us to the place of coolness. That at the end of the day, when everything has been bombarding you, that when it seemed like your whole world is crumbling down all around you, that at the end of the day, you have a shepherd who leads you to the green pastures. It said, not only that, but he leads me beside the still waters. A sheep will not drink from a river. And why is that? Because the water rushes up in his face and in his nose, and he can't drink peacefully. So what does a shepherd do? The shepherd finds a body of water that's nice and still, and the shepherd leads the sheep. In the midst of that rushing water, that's just rushing up and down the stream, he leads him to that quiet place. I think of yesterday. I had a funeral yesterday morning. I had to go to a graduation party yesterday afternoon. I had to go somebody's 25th wedding anniversary after that. And then my cousin celebrated her 50th birthday party, and we had to go to that. It was just boom, 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 boom. But as me and my wife rode in the car,
there's a peace.
Oh, let's hurry up. Let's hurry up and get here. Let's hurry up and get there. Let's hurry up and get there.
There's a peace.
There's a peace. The Lord is my shepherd. We showed up at the last event. They was closing it down. But I went and got my girl born anyways. Yeah. 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 You know they was going to save some for Pastor Glaze now. I got me a fried chicken breast. Yeah. You know that's right. Peace. Peace. The Lord is my shepherd, and he will save you a chicken breast. Oh, yeah. Peace. If God is your shepherd, there ought to be some degree of peace in your life. This nurturing God that loves you, that shepherds you, he provides peace for you. And not only that, but it's not only a peaceful care, it's also a powerful care. Look what he says in verse 3. He restores my soul. This is based on the concept of what was known as a sheep being cast. And what would happen to the sheep sometime, and this is why the shepherd had to shear the sheep. Because sometimes the sheep would get so heavy with wool, and it would lay down, and it would lay on its side, and it wouldn't be able to get back up again.
We're going to take a break at this time from the message. Do you know anyone that's dealing with addictions? Have you been a part of a broken relationship, or do you know of relationships that are broken? Do you know someone who is giving care to another person, or maybe you yourself are a caregiver? Have you ever wanted to know how to minister to someone dealing with homosexuality? And as we look at our world today, there's crisis situations happening all the time. Do you know how to intervene in a crisis? Well, I just want to let you know, if you fall into any of those situations, your cry has been heard. We are having a biblical counseling conference here at Bethany Baptist Church on April 11th from 8:30 to 4 o'clock. We will be using the Bible to address these issues and help you to understand how you can integrate the scriptures as you minister to people dealing with addiction, broken relationships, people who are caregivers, people who are trying to understand homosexuality, and people who are dealing with a crisis. That we're going to show you how to use the Bible as a layperson to be able to minister to the glory of God. So why don't you come and join us for this biblical counseling conference on April 11th from 8:30 to 4. For more information, you can call 412-246-4463. We look forward to being with you on April 11th. God bless you as you listen to the rest of the broadcast.
And so when the shepherd would move out and the rest of the sheep move out, if he didn't check back, then that sheep would be laying there. Once again, open for the attack of the enemy. So what did the shepherd do? The shepherd went through the flock, and if he saw a sheep that was cast, he would put it back to an upright position. He restores my soul. And you know, I thank God that even when we were wandering far away from God, that Jesus said that he left the 99 to come look for the one. And you know what? Maybe that's where you're at today. You're here in church, but you're far from God. He wants to restore you today. He wants to set your soul back to an upright position. One of my favorite songs that I just love is called The 99. It says this, because I see myself in this, and maybe you might see yourself in it. Foolish was I to wander away, forgetting the dangers of going astray, following paths not made for sheep, on dangerous mountains rugged and steep. Drifting so far from my own selfish plight, not hearing the shepherd's sweet song in the night. No staff for protection, no ringing of bells, no familiar voice saying all is well. 99, they are safe in the fold. I was that lost sheep, so hungry and cold. I am so glad that he found me in time, and I thank him for loving me like the 99. Oh, it's good to know that the heart of the shepherd, that the person with the gift of shepherding, that they love the group, but when somebody doesn't come, oh, the person with the heart of the shepherd, what do? Hey, brother, how you doing? What's going on in your life? Anything I can help you with? Where you at in this situation today? Oh, we missed you. Oh, we want to see you restored back to the flock today. The heart of the shepherd is a heart of restoration. God loves you as a Christian, and God wants to fellowship with you every day, and God gets up and he waits for you to fellowship with him every day, but you just go on throughout your day and spend no time with God. But the heart of the shepherd is to go after you, just to go after you. Say, come on back. Come on back to the early morning when we used to spend that time together. Come on back to the lunch break when you used to take 15, 20 minutes just to read your Bible and to pray. Come on back to the evenings before you go to bed and just spend a little time with me. The heart of the shepherd is that of restoration. Not only a powerful care, but we also see that there is a protective care. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, I broke the thing down like this. I said it's a concern protection. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's a courageous protection. I will fear no evil. It's a confident protection. Thou art with me. And it's a comforting protection. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What a powerful, powerful protection that we have. I know when I was under attack last year, one of the songs that just carried me through that time, one of the songs that carried me through the time of attack goes like this. I could have lost my mind. I wanted to give up so many times, but God was my anchor, a consistent way maker. I'm glad he covered me. Well, the enemy came against me. He attacked my body and my ministry. But what God ordains, he will maintain. I'm grateful he covered me. And I like this right here. You covered me. Your hand of protection. Your hand of protection was all around me. If it wasn't for your grace and your mercy, thank Jesus, he covered me. Are you covered today? Not with Allstate, but with the Almighty. Are you in the hands of God today? Man, people can't mess with you. They might think they can mess with you, but if you are in the hands of God, if you are in the protection of the shepherd, they can't touch you. They can't mess with you. Do you have a shepherd today? Is God your shepherd? Are you truly allowing him, the great shepherd, the one with the gift, the greatest gift of shepherding, are you allowing him to shepherd you through the difficulties of your life? It's a protective care, and I like this right here. It's a preparing care. Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. It's a preparing, that he prepares a table before us. Powerful illustration from the field. As the sheep would graze, sometime if they're, you can imagine, I know sometime I go and cut my grass, you know, and there's bees flying around, and then they be intimidating me, man. I don't even want to go cut that part of my grass, man, because bees flying around. And then there's other little varmints and creatures that come up in the yard, man. You know, it's just thing is just crazy. And so can you imagine the sheep having to deal with all this? And so what would the shepherd do? The shepherd would go before the sheep and check out the field and make sure that everything was safe. And then maybe there would be a place that the shepherd wouldn't check. But because the shepherd had cleared out a field where the sheep could graze, the enemies of the sheep could only come so far. And so the sheep would be able to go, and the sheep would be able to eat and just enjoy themselves in the highest. And so that's what David means when he says, "Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies." That I can come and eat, and my enemies are forced to watch me enjoy myself. That when people attack you and steal the blessings of God come down on you, that your enemies are forced to watch you while you receive the blessings of God. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Sometimes there would be flies that would buzz around the face of the sheep, and sometimes a fly would get up in the nose of the sheep and begin to lay eggs up in the sheep's head, and the sheep would just go crazy. And a lot of times the sheep would just go, and this is all documented now, so I'm not just talking stuff I don't know. A shepherd looks at the 23rd Psalm, if you want to read it. Powerful, powerful book. He talks about in there how that the sheep would go and begin to beat his head against the wall and either kill itself or cause all the rest of the sheep to run. And so the shepherd would take the ointment, the oil, and put it over the face of the sheep so that when the flies would fly around, they would not stick around too long because they would see the ointment. Sometimes our fly, the devil, wants to come around and fly around. He wants to get in our nose and lay some eggs so that we can go crazy. But thank God for the oil of the Holy Spirit that God puts on us, and God covers us, and God anoints us with the Holy Spirit so that the enemy cannot infiltrate our system and our body. He said, my cup runneth over. Oh, I like the illustration here. Back in the Middle East, a lot of times when people would travel and they would come in, you were obligated to let a person come in and you had to feed them. That was just the law of the land of that day. You had to feed them if they came in. If at the end of the meal you enjoyed the company, you would take a cup, you would turn it over, and you would start to pour water or wine or whatever it was into the cup, and then you would just let the cup spill over a little bit. And you know what that meant? That, hey, baby, you can stay here. You don't have to travel on. You can stay right here for the rest of the night. If you don't feel like traveling, you can stay here. But if you didn't want the person to go, if they burped at your table and acted ignorant, or as we say, ignorant, and you didn't want them to stay, then you would just take the pitcher and you would fill it halfway. And they know that, and this was before Ray Charles came up with the song, they knew that it was time to hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more. Hit the road. But what did the Bible say? That when we come into the presence of God, what does God do? He pours in our cup and he allows it to spill over. My cup runneth over. Oh, I've read this before, but let me take this time to read it again. I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now, but I don't worry about that much because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's way, I'm reaping better than I sow. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. I haven't got a lot of riches, and sometimes the going gets tough, but I've got loved ones all around me, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for his blessings and his mercies he bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. Oh, I remember when things went wrong and my faith was somewhat thin. But all at once the dark clouds broke and the sun peeked through again. Lord, help me not to gripe about the hard roads that I've hoed, because I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. If God gives me strength and courage when the day grows weak and rough, I'll not ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help others bear their loads. And I'll just keep drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. Oh, man, is your cup overflowing today? I don't have a lot of riches. I don't have a lot of money. But you know what? I'm drinking from my saucer today, saints. I'm drinking from my saucer because when I come into the presence of God, he pours in my cup and my cup spills over. And I'm drinking from my saucer. Are you drinking from your saucer today? Has God invited you? Has he invited you to stay with him? And then as I close today, when we talk about the heart of the shepherd, we see that it's a pleasurable care. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That if you have the Lord as your shepherd, you may have some people that don't like you. You may have some difficult situations, but goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. I used to be a little concerned when I taught on the armor of God because I saw that there was pieces for the front, and somebody said, well, God never provided anything in the armor for the back because he wants you to keep marching ahead. So you don't need to turn around and run. If you turn around and run, you're not protected. But I found out that even when I'm moving ahead, I'm still not protected from behind. But when I read Psalm 23, it lets me know that I am protected because it says that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'm going to close with this. Now, and I'm going to read it too because I'm just going to read it because I couldn't make it through without laughing if I told it. Now, I could tell it, but I know I couldn't make it through. A mom was concerned about her kindergarten son while walking to school. He didn't want his mother to walk with him. She wanted to give him the feeling that he had some independence, but yet she wanted to know that he was safe. So she had the idea of how to handle it. She asked her neighbor, whose name was Miss Goodness, if she would follow him to school in the morning and stay a distance so he wouldn't know that she was following. So Miss Goodness said that she would do that, and she would take her toddler with her because she needed to get up and, exercise and have her toddler walk with her in the morning. So the next day, Miss Goodness and her little girl, whose name was Marcy, set out to follow behind Timmy. And they walked to school with one another every day. And she stayed, her and her little daughter, they stayed off at a distance because they didn't want the little boy to know that they were following. Well, as the boys walked in and chatted, they were kicking stones and twigs, and one of Timmy's friends noticed that there was a lady and a little girl that followed them every day. So finally, Timothy, they said to Timmy, have you noticed that there's a lady that's following us every day when we go to school? Do you know her? And Timothy nonchalantly replied, yeah, I know who she is. This is my mother's friend. Well, who is it? Well, her name is Shirley Goodness, Timothy replied, and her daughter Marcy. And Shirley Goodness, who is she? And why is she following us? One of the friends said. Well, Timmy said, every night my mom makes me read the 23rd Psalm with my prayers because she worries about me. And she says, it's because Shirley Goodness and Marcy shall follow me all the time. Shirley Goodness and Marcy. Now, you know why I told that? Because y'all remember that now. You remember that. All right. Isn't it good to know that Shirley Goodness and Marcy follows us? And when we have a shepherd, all right, George, it's over now, man. All right. But it's good to know that when we have a shepherd, that God provides these things for us, and he takes care of us. And the person with the gift of shepherding, this is the heart of the shepherd right here. This is the heart of the shepherd. And if you have the gift of shepherding, this is your heart. But even more than that, for those of us who need a shepherd, it's good to know that the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Join us next time for the first half of The Gift of Evangelism. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, The Gift of Pastor Teacher, You can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request the gift of Pastor Teacher or program number 080525. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request the gift of Pastor Teacher or program number 080525. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208.